Welcome to OV English School. Today's story is about law, software, and AI. I know legal software may sound dry at first, but this story is really about work, time, and competition. A Canadian company called Clio has reached a big business goal. At the same time, AI companies are changing what lawyers expect from software. One of those AI companies is Anthropic, the maker of Claude. Why should you care? Because law offices help real people with divorce, housing, business, and family problems. If lawyers work faster and make fewer mistakes, clients feel the difference too. Our keyword is milestone. A milestone is an important point in progress. Example: finishing her first book was a big milestone for Nina. Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Clio is a legal technology company based in Vancouver, Canada. It makes software for lawyers and law firms. This software helps them organize client information, manage cases, send bills, and track deadlines. Instead of using paper files or many different tools, a firm can keep its work in one system. Recently, Clio announced a major milestone. The company said it had reached $500 million in yearly subscription income. The formal business term is annual recurring revenue, or ARR. In simple words, this means regular money from customers who keep paying every year. For a software company, that number shows both size and stability. That is a very large number in legal tech. Legal tech means technology built for legal work. It is not social media or online shopping. It is specialized software for a profession where details matter a lot. A missed date or lost document can cause serious problems. Because of that, lawyers are often careful about the tools they choose. So why has Clio grown so much? One reason is focus. Clio did not try to serve everyone. It built tools for legal teams and stayed close to their daily needs. Lawyers need to keep client records safe. They need to know which document belongs to which case. They need to record hours of work and send clear bills. Clio tried to put those tasks in one place. Here is a real-world example. Imagine a lawyer named Maya. She runs a small family law office. She helps clients with divorce and child support cases. On Monday morning, she has a court deadline, two client calls, and one unpaid bill. With Clio, she can open one case file, read past notes, check the deadline, send an invoice, and see the next meeting time. She does not need to search through emails, paper folders, and calendars in three places. Now think about AI in Maya's office. An AI tool could read a long meeting note and turn it into a short summary. It could suggest a first draft of an email to a client. It could help her search hundreds of pages for one important date or name. That does not replace Maya's legal judgment, but it could save her time on routine tasks. Can you imagine how useful that would feel on a busy day? This is where Anthropic enters the story. Anthropic is an AI company known for Claude, a chatbot that can write, summarize, and answer questions. The formal term for systems like this is large language models. But in simpler words, they are AI systems trained to work with human language. They can read text, respond clearly, and help with writing tasks. Why does that matter for Clio? Because customers now want more than storage and organization. They still want safe files and clear billing, but they may also want smart help inside the software. They may ask, can this tool summarize a contract? Or can it find the key facts in this case? If one company offers those features and another does not, buyers will compare them very carefully. That creates pressure for every legal software company. Clio is strong today, but technology can change fast. A big number does not guarantee an easy future. In tech, customers can be loyal and demanding at the same time. They stay if a product works well, but they also expect it to improve. There is another reason this story matters. Law offices often charge by time. If software saves 1 hour, that hour has real value. It can mean lower stress for the lawyer and faster answers for the client. It can also mean fewer errors. In legal work, a small mistake can become expensive. That is why good software is not just convenient. It can shape how a firm works every day. Clio's news also shows something bigger about the market. Legal software is no longer a small side business. It has become a serious industry with strong demand. At the same time, AI is raising expectations across many jobs, including law. So this is not only a story about one Canadian company, it is also a story about a profession in transition. Here's a quick question for you. In 5 years, what will lawyers value more, perfect organization or smart AI support? Maybe the answer is both. Another question, if you were choosing software for Maya's office, would you pick the most trusted system or the newest system with stronger AI? That is the decision many firms may face. One useful word here is adoption. Adoption means starting to use something new. Example, the adoption of online banking grew quickly after people saw it was easy and safe. Another useful word is competitive. If a market is competitive, many companies are trying hard to win customers. Legal tech is becoming more competitive because AI is changing the game. So the heart of the story is simple. Clio reached a huge business milestone. That shows many law firms already trust its software. But AI companies like Anthropic are changing what good software should do next. The result is a market full of opportunity, pressure, and fast decisions. Question: what big business milestone did Clio announce? Answer: Clio said it reached $500 million in yearly subscription income, also called ARR. Question: in simple words, what does ARR mean? It means regular money a company expects from customers who keep paying for subscriptions each year. Question: how might Maya the lawyer use Clio in her daily work? Answer: she might check case notes, track deadlines, send invoices, and manage meetings in one place. Question: what is one way AI could help Maya without replacing her? Answer: AI could summarize notes, draft simple emails, or search long files for important facts faster. Question: if firms start asking for more AI features, what can we infer about the legal tech market? Answer: we can infer that competition will grow and companies will need to improve faster to keep customers. Today's useful sentence pattern is, this tool helps me by plus verbing. For example, this tool helps me by saving time. This tool helps me by finding key information quickly. Clio's success shows that lawyers need organized, reliable software. Anthropic's rise shows that many customers now want software that can think more helpfully too. So this story is really about changing expectations at work. Thanks for listening. The future of legal tech will belong to the companies that save time and earn trust. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.